The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said, "The dominion of God is as if someone would scatter seed on the ground and would sleep and rise night and day, and the seed would sprout and grow. The sower does not know how. The earth produces of itself, first the stalk, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain is ripe, at once the sower goes in with a sickle, because the harvest has come." Jesus also said, "With what can we compare the dominion of God, or what parable will we use for it? It is like a mustard seed, which when sown upon the ground is the smallest of all the seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes the greatest of all shrubs and puts forth large branches so that birds of the air can make nests in its shade." With many such parables, Jesus spoke the word to them as they were able to hear it. He did not speak to them except in parables, but he explained everything in private to his disciples. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise you, O Christ.
You may be seated. Before we dig into these seed parables that Jesus told, we need to stop and consider what he was comparing them to. These parables that Jesus spoke were ways that he communicated what the dominion of God is like. So, what is the dominion of God? Another phrase that you may be familiar with is the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. Dominion is just another word for kingdom, and we tend to prefer dominion because we don't live in a monarchy. There was a whole war over that, if you remember, and we don't really relate to the idea of kingdoms here in the U.S. Another way of saying it is the reign of God. So we have all these different words, dominion, kingdom, reign, that are all essentially suggesting the same idea: God's rulership over all creation. It's important to remember that God's kingdom or dominion is not primarily a physical place. It's not about land or buildings or capital cities. Instead, God's reign is about God's authority and sovereignty over human hearts and human minds. And to make it even more mysterious, the dominion of God is both already here and not yet fully present. God's kingdom is already present now and forever because God is the creator of everything and everyone. But the fullness of God's kingdom is not yet present, including the removal of all evil. It's still coming. It will be fully realized and completed somewhere down the road. So, when we say the dominion of God, those are the ideas that we're talking about. And when Jesus spoke these different parables, he was trying to explain about God's reign, God's dominion, God's kingdom. In Mark 4, Jesus says the dominion of God is like seeds. Seeds are innocent, they're unassuming, yet they're subversive. They start out so small, and yet they grow into something great. And there's also an element of surprise with seeds. You never know exactly what will sprout out of the ground. And Jesus is saying that is exactly what God's dominion is like. Who knows what will happen when kingdom seeds are planted? God knows. However, the truth is that what sprouts up will look nothing like the seed that started. We have to wait and see. Or as Paul would say, we have to walk by faith, not sight. So Jesus gives two examples of what the dominion of God, the kingdom of God, is like. It's like a person who sows seed, and it's also like a mustard seed. Another mystery of the seed is that we benefit from something that we have no control over. Seeds, when planted, grow under the right conditions with zero help from us. In the beautiful darkness of fertile, rich soil, a seed can sprout and grow, and it can produce a harvest without any power of our own. It's both a mystery and a sign of God's grace. Now, this detail is easy to miss in our day and age because farming today is different than it was in the ancient world. Modern agricultural technology and genetically modified seeds make farming less like a miracle, more like predictable science. So don't miss this hidden miracle by assuming that growing plants is something that we humans can manage through our own power. Seeds change and they flourish and they produce something that we can enjoy and be nourished by. That is the miracle of transformation. Maybe God is trying to plant you and change you so that you can also grow and nourish something else. Seeds go into the ground as one thing, but they come out as something entirely different. And that is the miracle of life, that God continually pours out so that all of creation might be sustained. We can't force seeds to grow and transform into something else. God does that through grace. Growth and transformation is what the dominion of God is like. The second parable is about a mustard seed. Mustard seeds are these small, tiny seeds that grow to the size of a shrub that all the birds can nest in. The work of God begins small, but it grows into something much larger than could ever be expected. There was always room for more inside the kingdom of God. The branches do not exclude which birds are welcome. Every bird has a home. Every nest is welcome. Every species can sit. The tree of God's kingdom expands much bigger than just the Lutheran birds, or even the Christian birds, or just the type of birds that we're comfortable being around and look the same and speak the same language as us. The seed grows into something bigger. Something bigger than is imaginable by us. That welcomes and provides home for more than we realize. That is what the reign of God is like. I really like the way that the Message version puts the second reading we heard from 2 Corinthians. Jesus included everyone in his death so that everyone could also be included in his life, a resurrection life, a far better life than people ever lived on their own. Because of this decision, we don't evaluate people by what they have or how they look. Now we look inside. And what we see is that Anyone united with Jesus gets a fresh start, is created new. The old life is gone. A new life emerges. New life is emerging. God imagines a new life emerging from you inside of God's dominion. Jesus asks you to join him in co-creating this new life of peace and justice for your neighbors. The Spirit of God is doing a new thing among us, and it is growing and transforming this church into what Jesus was talking about when he imagined what the reign of God was like. Amen.